Raw, 12:51 a.m.
The new Benedict Cumberbatch film, The Imitation Game. Benedict Cumberbatch is starring alongside Keira Knightley in this new production of the film that is based on Alan Turing's life. The man that attempted to crack the German Enigma code. Here is a quick trailer to give you an insight into the film.
This war, we're not winning it. If you speak a word of what I'm about to show you, you will be executed for high treason.
Who are you?
Alan Turing, one of the best mathematicians in the world.
Welcome to Enigma.
It's the greatest encryption device in history. The Germans use it for all major communications. Over 159 million, million, million possible settings.
It's unbreakable.
Let me try, and we'll know for sure.
To Turing, do you know how many have died because of Enigma?
Three. While we've been having this conversation.
Churchill's put Alan in charge.
Keith and Charles both fired.
Popular at school, way.
We're short on staff.
We get more staff.
You have 6 minutes to complete the task.
Is that even possible?
It takes me 8.
5 minutes and 34 seconds.
You said to do it in under 6. What is it that we're really doing?
We were going to break an unbreakable Nazi code and win the war.
Oh.
To pull off this genius routine, one actually has to be a genius.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. Enigma is always smarter.
What if only a machine can defeat another machine?
Have you decrypted a single German message?
My machine will work.
Sooner or later, you will make a mistake.
What if I don't fancy Joan in that way?
It's illegal. They're looking for any excuse to put you away.
You've got more secrets than the best. Am I a criminal? Am I a war hero?
You don't get to decide who lives and who dies.
No one else can.
You will never understand the importance of what I am creating here.
Alan!
My God. Yes!
Sometimes it is the people who no one imagines anything on who do the things that no one.
And that was the trailer for The Imitation Game. A little bit of a plot summary background to the film. During the winter of 1952, British police raid the home of Alan Turing, and they later find out that Alan Turing is the gentleman responsible for the military efforts to break the German encryption code Enigma throughout the piece. He was the leader of a group of scholars, linguistics, chess champions, and general enthusiasts for breaking codes during the Second World War. However, later on, Alan Turing is arrested and then criminalized for being a homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was bound to that.
That is the general theme, and it has been. It's come out very recently that Alan Turing and Benedict Cumberbatch are distant cousins.
Those things always come out, though. There was like a thing that came out that like Amy Charles was related to the Queen. Like, we probably all related distantly somewhere
along the lines, along the generations were related. But what do you think? Amy went to go see it. Unfortunately, Daisy hasn't, but she
doesn't want any
eager.
Spoilers. But I accidentally gave her a spoiler the other night, to which her and her boyfriend Tristan cried and then threatened to give me the whole synopsis and spoilers of Gone Girl, which.
Yeah,
I know you should have done that. You should have done that.
No, because it wasn't a big spoiler, really.
You should have threatened her with the ending.
And this is fact. This whole movie's fact.
Apparently, because it's a true story, it's common knowledge to Amy's sensibilities.
I'm sorry.
So she spoiled the end for me, but I didn't mind that much because actually I'm more interested in sort of seeing how they get there.
Well, it doesn't impact the whole film
in any way
at all.
Benedict Cumberbatch, I have to say, this is, you know, a stunning portrayal that is like detailed and kind of like poignant.
Yeah.
throughout moments. He embodies
really
the role.
As well.
It is very humbling. He embodies the role of Alan Turing. And someone who was reading a review of The Imitation Game said that this is his best performance of all time so far in his career. So that is quite a
quite an accolade. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, he was incredible in it.
I heard that obviously I've not seen the film, so I don't know that much about it, and which I'm kind of glad about. And if Amy would shut up, maybe I'd know less about it.
It's like this, you know, word vomit they say in Mean Girls, yes, just comes literally out, and I can't stop myself. I keep trying to well, freak show for her as well. You know, American Horror Story Freak Show. She's like, shut up, I know what you're gonna say. Stop.
Literally, it's mental. But I heard that obviously with the reviews of this film being so positive and saying that Benedict's performance was so fantastic and so humbling, like Amy just said, I believe that Alan Turing's been posthumously commended for his work. So what a nice way to, you know, honour his work, and what a clever
but,
man.
But it's a shame they didn't come out sooner, especially, you know, the government's been sitting on this information for 50 years.
Of course, yeah.
You know, keeping it hidden, keeping it under wraps.
Yeah, well, it was a long time before anybody, they sort of posthumously, like, decriminalised a lot of the soldiers in World War One that were shot out of cowardice. You know what I mean? It took them a long time to pardon those men. So, you know, let's just say there must be a lot of paperwork, obviously.
Oh, a lot of paperwork has gone through all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm actually from Leicester, which is not that far from here. But there's a park literally in my town, Braunston Park, which was one of the parks, along with Bletchley, if you've heard of Bletchley Park.
That was featured in there.
Well, absolutely. Braunston Park was actually also a site of Codebreakers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so not the amazing ones. Alan never came over, I don't think. but yeah, we had bases on the park and stuff, and it was all code breaking and that. My dad's really interested in that kind of thing. And now apparently it's Haunted Park. So
that's, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do like Halloween. There's a big hall on there that this old family used to own. Obviously, it's just called Braunston Hall, which is where I live. And the Winstanley family used to own it, and they do like Halloween walks around it and stuff. And honestly, they tell the scariest stories. So that you start like, and they do it at midnight. So you're walking around this park at midnight. It's got no lights on it. You're just coming up to this massive like hall out of the distance. So
that's quite impressive. Yeah, Bletchley Park was actually used in this film.
Yeah, in the actual film.
You know, the whole kind of, you know, the mise en scène, the camera work, the editing. You know, the sound. they weren't amazing. They're not like Interstellar. They're not going to knock your socks off.
But I guess that's not the point of
the story. But no, the plot is the narrative. It's British film.
They say in a British village in the south of England. So it's
British film at its best. You know, what we do the best. You know, historical pieces done exceptionally well with a British twist.
There's sadness in there.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you can see from the success of The King's Speech that kind of genre, you know, is working.
This film fits right into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see it. I mean, I think I'm hopefully going to go and see it in the next week or so. So if I do, I have to pop back on.
It was weird. I was in the shop the other day in the mat, because I live above a shop, and the guys below get to know us quite well. And he's like, "Oh, have you been out all day?" I was like, "I've been at the cinema. I saw this film, blah blah blah." And he's like, "Can you give me a short synopsis?" And I was like, okay. And I couldn't really. I was like, you know, it was raining outside. I was a bit flustered. So I was like, it's sad, but also really happy, and also really humbling, and also really great. And I was like, that's the worst synopsis of John can I give to someone ever. That's the most generic word.
No, I bet he said to all the other shop assistants, like, that girl that lives above us, that film student.
She's a film scholar. She's amazing.
Yeah, she gave me the worst review of this film.
She was like, so when I go see it then, is it worth seeing? I was like, yeah, really worth seeing.
Okay, bye.
I was like, oh my God, I sold it so badly.
What is your general opinion of Keira Knightley? Because in this, she's really good in this. Before it, I was a little bit kind of like, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, having not seen it, I'm not the biggest fan of her acting. I think she's a bit rubbish, to be honest.
But I'll tell you now, in this, I was surprised. She really plays well off Benedict.
You would recommend
you can get
it then?
Oh, it's a great film. Great film.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to go see a film, you know, a historical piece, current, very exciting. The trailer, you know, is you know, sums up very much what the film is about, you know, that kind of like that drive, that, you know, excitement to actually break the code and see if we can actually defeat the Nazis.
This is your Raw.